forsaken. You are faithful, God.
Welcome to Always Faithful on AM 630 KCIS. Ladies, get ready for your weekly dose of high-energy inspiration and encouragement as together we affirm the faithfulness of God. And now, here's Athena.
Well, thanks for spending some time with me today, and welcome to the place where we never grow weary of affirming the faithfulness of God. Well, wow, this last week has been a week of amazing redemption and continued reconciliation. I just have to tell you, for those of you who have heard me for a while and you know my story and you know of all the devastation and all the loss and all the broken relationships and just how God's been putting my life together in amazing ways just over the last 3.5 years, I just have to say that I've had some answers to prayers that have been going up to God ever since I walked away from that spiritual abuse, that 12 years of spiritual abuse. And one of them was reconciliation with some grandkids that were also involved in that situation. And that came to fruition this last weekend, over Memorial Day weekend. And it was such a delight to just reestablish and reconnect and just watch God make new what had been so torn apart. And then to have such a poignant Memorial Day with my family and retiring a flag and reading a citation and really honoring those who have given their lives for our freedoms. It was a very emotional moment for all of us, but it was really good. And so I hope your Memorial Day weekend was meaningful. And I'm so excited about today's show. I cannot tell you how excited I am. We have with us today Tracy Miles, who is a national speaker with Proverbs 31 Ministries and a best-selling author. She has spent the last 12 years inspiring women to become who God has called them to be and to live life with peace and joy despite their circumstances. She is the author of Your Life Still Counts and Stressed Less Living. She's a contributor to Proverbs 31 Ministries Encouragement for Today Daily Devotions. And we're going to be talking with her about unsinkable faith, God-filled strategies to transform the way you think, feel, and live. Then the second part of the program today, we are going to be talking to Lisa Lloyd. I just love this woman. She is incredible. She's an actress, a speaker, an MC, a writer. Since receiving her Bachelor of Fine Arts in Theater from Southern Methodist University, she has been featured in many major performance mediums. Her television credits include What Would You Do?, Prison Break, The Young and the Restless, and The Bold and the Beautiful. You may see her on television commercials, highway billboards, or TV screens at the local airport. She has performed with many theaters, including the Milwaukee Repertory Theater, Montana Shakespeare, the Dallas Theater Center, and Casa Mañana Theater. She is a highly sought-after speaker at women's retreats, conferences, and events across the country. She and her husband, Marcus, live in McKinney, Texas, and have two boys. She was such a blessing to me. You're going to love this interview. We're talking about her new book, Chasing Famous, Living the Life You've Always Auditioned For. So quick, text or call a friend, have them tune in. We are going to give away 2 free copies of each book. So the first 4 callers who call into 360-226-3488, the first 2 that call in will win Unsinkable Faith. The second 2 that call in will win Chasing Famous. So if you're in Seattle, you're listening on AM 630 KCIS, live streaming online at kcisradio.com. Our site is alwaysfaithfulradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Always Faithful Radio. Then you'll get notified whenever we have any announcements on our upcoming guests and any sort of news that's going on with Always Faithful Radio. So let's just go ahead and pray and get this show going. Lord, thank you so much for your love, for your goodness, for your grace, for your faithfulness. Thank you the way you've worked in Tracy's life and in Lisa's life. It's just such an honor to be able to co-partner and just co-labor with them in the field of media broadcast to share your faithfulness. And thank you for the words that they will speak today to reach hearts that are listening. And I just pray that you would be with us as we shine the light and the spotlight on you, Jesus, and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Tracy, welcome to Always Faithful Radio. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. So this is the first time that I've had you on Always Faithful, but when I saw your new book and the title and the concept, I just knew that this would be a wonderful message for the women that listen every week, and I just would love to have them get to know you a little bit. So if you wouldn't mind sharing just how God's been faithful in your life, and you can take that any direction you want, but just so they get to know you a little bit better.
Okay, sure. Well, that's kind of a loaded question, how God has been faithful in my life, because he certainly has in so many different seasons, and especially during this season that I was, you know, really called to write Unsinkable Faith. And it was just amazing how when I had the idea for this book, it was a completely different idea than the path that God took me down in writing this book. And he really just was faithful in helping me live out this message that I write about rather than just trying to talk about it or, you know, tell other people about it. I've really lived it and walked it out. And in the past year and a half, just in my own personal struggles and things my family has been going through, I have just seen him be more faithful than I could think in every single way. And the concept of God being our provider and, you know, just walking through us in any journey has just become even ever more true. And so I'm just very grateful for his faithfulness and, you know, what he's done in me and in my life in the past number of years.
Mm, I love it. So your new book, Unsinkable Faith, opens with details about a difficult conversation you had with Jesus. What led up to that conversation, and how did it lay the foundation for the book?
Well, this talks about the personal problems that I just alluded to, which was after 25 years of marriage, my husband and I just abruptly separated. And it was devastating and shocking, and so many women, and even men as well, you know, have to go through such a difficult situation, and this is where I found myself. And I was many months into, you know, having to deal with this and manage all of the repercussions of this happening. And I just kind of came to a point where I felt like I was sinking. I felt like, you know, I loved the Lord and I'd been leaning on his word so deeply and just in prayer and just trusting him at every turn. And I know that he had been with me, but, you know, sometimes our faith can just sink because we wonder, why is God not fixing this? You know, why did he let this happen? Or, you know, we have all these questions and these doubts that are just fueled by negativity and by our emotions and wishing that we could have control and power over things and people that we don't have control and power over. So I really just got to a point to where I was at the lowest point, and I just felt weaker than ever. And I spent several hours crying and talking to God and just kind of pouring my heart out. And then in the aftermath of that experience, which was just all by myself, but I realized I wasn't all by myself because Jesus was there with me. But I heard him whisper to my spirit, "Will you still love me?" And it was just clear as a bell. And so I knew that it was from him. And of course, my answer was yes, which almost surprised myself because I didn't even hesitate. But what it did was really open my eyes to the fact that, you know, I'm not alone. And this is hard. This is not what I would have chosen. But I don't have to walk this journey by myself. And I don't have to sink emotionally, physically, mentally, or spiritually. And I can have a faith that's going to keep me going. And that's going to be fueled by the way I'm thinking about my perspectives and my situation. So it was just kind of a turning point for me and really what this book was birthed out of.
I love that. All right. In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and we are talking today to Tracy Miles about her new book, Unsinkable Faith, God-Filled Strategies to Transform the Way You Think, Feel, and Live. Now, our thoughts can cause us to feel like we are sinking and can often sink our faith as well. So when this happens, how can readers who find themselves feeling like they're just drowning in their problems and negative thoughts learn to stay afloat?
Well, it all starts in the mind. We've all heard the term mind over matter, and that's really what this boils down to. We have to make an intentional choice, and I always say the worst thing than being a pessimist is being one and not realizing it. Because we can go through life and, you know, so many difficult things happen and life is just hard. And maybe we were raised in a negative environment, or maybe life has given us lots of reasons to justifiably be a negative person. But all of us can change. And God's word tells us that he can change us. We can be a new person by changing the way that we think. That's in Romans 12:2. And as soon as we commit and say, okay, Lord, I realize that this is a problem for me. You know, I am constantly thinking negative and it's causing me to feel discouraged and hopeless and sad and frustrated or angry. And then it's causing us to live out our life that way. We just have to invite God to transform our minds, believe that he can. And then there's some tips that I share in the book also, and I can share them now or whenever you ask me, that can really start the process of just shifting our brain to a different direction and our habitual thought patterns.
That's just so important, because so often we develop these ruts and it's just the way we've always been. Maybe we were around that with our family of origin or whatever. And it's, boy, I mean, creating a new habit takes like hard work, 21 days of hard work. So I'll bet that's very similar to what you have to do to take those thoughts captive.
It definitely is. And one thing we definitely need to remember is that we are not going to arrive in 21 days. You know, that is a myth that we can form new habits in 21 days, but that's just a baby, you know, the first baby steps. It's going to take time to really transform the way that we've been thinking our entire lives, or even for just a really long season. So we really just need to ask God to help us persevere and to stay positive, even when our circumstances may not be, and just continually take control of our thoughts so they don't control our lives.
Amen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. We're talking today to Proverbs 31 speaker and author Tracy Miles about her book, Unsinkable Faith, God-Filled Strategies to Transform the Way You Think, Feel, and Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Forever you faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million-copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then, because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, talking today to Tracy Miles about unsinkable faith. Now, in the first segment, Tracy, you mentioned something about some tips and maybe one strategy that you take through the book that will help us start to really change the way we think. Why don't you share that with us?
People will be amazed at how simple it is. It's not rocket science. It's basically just learning to reshape the way that you tend to think. So what I try to do, and I carry this throughout the book, and I also give so many examples of amazing women whose lives have really been radically changed when they begin to implement these three simple steps into their lives, you know, every 5 minutes, every hour, every day, whatever it took to really start forming some new habits. But these three steps are simply ask God to give you an awareness of your thoughts, to recognize your thoughts. So rather than constantly thinking negatively and let that continually make you feel negatively, also, you know, ask God to help me be aware of when I think those habitual thoughts, because they are habits and we may not even realize that we're continually thinking them. So number one is recognize your thoughts. And number two is reject that negative thought. Just have a little conversation with yourself and say, you know, I am thinking that way. I don't want to think that way anymore. And I'm going to reject that thought. And then replace that thought with something new, something different that you don't usually think, something that's more positive or more true. So just for an awareness to recognize your thoughts, the strength to reject that thought and tell yourself you're not going to continue thinking along those same patterns, and then replace that thought with something more positive.
I love that, because really the negative thought is a lie. And what God's word says is the truth, and how often we need to replace the lie with the truth.
That's so true. And I found myself asking this question many years ago, is what I'm thinking found or backed up somewhere in Scripture? Does God's word support that thought that I'm thinking, even if it's just thinking something about myself? You know, maybe you need to lose weight, or you don't like something about you. You feel like a failure in some way, or maybe we sinned and made a mistake. And so we're thinking self-condemning thoughts, but those thoughts are not ones that God supports or would ever say or believe. It's just a lie, like you said. And so even when it comes to just our own inner thoughts about ourselves, you know, in addition to other people and situations, we need to recognize, hey, that's not true. That's not positive. That's not life-giving. And then intentionally try to make some changes in the way that we think about those things.
Mm, I love that. And it is simple. I mean, what you're saying is simple, but it takes work. And it takes, you have to be intentional to continue to, because, you know, sometimes we just, you know, we start feeling sorry for ourselves and, you know, don't want to fight. And it's a battle. The thoughts in our mind is something that we have to take captive, and we have to go to war with, because the enemy wants you to believe that lie, because if you believe that lie, you'll just be ineffective.
Right. And we've all heard the term the battlefield of the mind.
Yep.
But it rings truer than we often realize. We think our thoughts are our thoughts, they don't matter, but they actually drive every function, every action, every relationship, every emotion that we feel. Our thoughts have power over our lives, currently, but also in the future. They really just determine our destiny. So we need to think about, you know, where do I want my thoughts to lead me? Do I want to anchor my thoughts to negativity and pessimism and all these discouraging, you know, frustrating, upsetting thoughts? Or do I want to anchor my thoughts to God's word and what he said, and to things that are positive and optimistic? And the truth is, hearts anchored in God don't sink, but hearts tied to an anchor of negativity, eventually they're going to.
Absolutely. Okay, in case you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and we are talking today to Tracy Miles about her new book, Unsinkable Faith, God-Filled Strategies to Transform the Way You Think, Feel, and Live. So through what process does what we think become who we are?
Well, that is scripture as well, because Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks, so is he. You know, whatever we often think that, well, my thoughts are secret and they're in my head and I'm not speaking them aloud, so it's fine. But our thoughts drive our emotions, which drives how we live our life. So that's really how that comes into play, because if we are thinking negatively all the time, then we're going to outwardly exhibit some of those tendencies. And if you're like me, no one wants to be around a super negative person, you know, for way too long, because not only is it kind of make you feel bad, but it can also be contagious. So our thoughts determine who we are more than we realize.
That is so true. And sometimes, you know, I don't see it when I'm doing that and I'm, you know, just assuming the worst about something and I'm just going down this whole pattern of thinking that that ends in the wrong place, which is not trusting God at all. And sometimes we're so blind to it. And that's why it's so good to actually have people around you that you can like say, I'm really struggling with this thought. Because once you actually say it, you really realize how bad it sounds and how wrong it is. But when it's in your head, somehow you can tend to justify it or something.
Right. That's so true. But, you know, what we don't realize sometimes is that negativity and those thoughts, they become a stronghold in our life. And that's what the enemy can use. We may think of strongholds as being addictions or sins or things of a more serious nature, you know, from a human perspective, but our thoughts can be a stronghold and they can just really anchor us to that, you know, that mentality of negativity and a lifetime of negativity. And that's not where any of us want to be.
Nope. And Jesus wasn't like that at all. I mean, yeah. Wow. Okay. So how do our thinking patterns actually change the physical function and structure of our brains?
Well, this is a hard-to-believe topic for many people, and I found it phenomenal while I was doing research about, you know, our thought patterns and brain studies and things of that nature, which sounds super boring and is not something I would normally pick up and read. But just discovering that, you know, scripture and science have finally, you know, linked up and science has finally proven, if anyone ever questioned it, that, you know, scripture is accurate and it is true. And when God says we can be transformed by changing the way we think, it's so feasible for all of us. But some of the studies, just in a nutshell, that really proved this to be true is that studies were done of people who tended to think, you know, negative, pessimistically. And then they started this habit of transforming their thoughts and capturing those negative thoughts and trying to control their thinking and shift their life in a different direction. Well, what happened was the pathways within their physiological brain began to change. And I often give the analogy of if we were standing on our front porch and we walked through the grass to our mailbox every single day, day after day, month after month, year after year, there would be an obvious pathway where we always walk that same path from our door to the mailbox. And the same thing happens in our brains with our thoughts. So if we want to create a new pathway, we have to intentionally decide, I'm not going to walk down that same path. I'm going to take a detour and I'm going to start thinking differently. And over time, our brains change. And because we're changing the way that we think, and we've asked God to help us with that transformation.
And that's, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, the positive thinking out there where people just think positive and God's not involved. But, you know, to have the Holy Spirit help you when you really want to just give up and just do what you always do, which is, you know, the wrong conclusion or the wrong thought pattern. And, you know, to have the Holy Spirit help you, those are the kind of prayers God wants to answer. Lord, help me with this because I know I'm thinking wrong and I want to think right. Help me. And he will.
And he does. And he has just blown me away the past couple of years. And I have heard about the power of positive thinking since I was a little girl. And my grandmother would have guideposts, you know, things around, and Dr. Vincent Peale and all of Norman Vincent Peale, you know, all of his books. I just never really understood the concept that my thoughts were within my control and that God could help us with that and just put our life and our destiny in an entire different place, all because we decided not to let lies or the enemy or the outside influences of the world determine my peace and my joy. And I stand in awe of how God has filled me with a peace and a joy and just, you know, a different perspective on my circumstances, even though they've remained exactly the same.
Yep. Absolutely. I love that. Okay. So what advice can you offer the person living in so much hurt that their vision is too clouded for them to see Jesus?
Well, just as you said, I think the first thing is just to confess to God, like I did that day in my room for several hours, that I am just broken and I'm at the bottom. I've hit rock bottom and I don't know where to go from here. But then just ask God to give you that peace and joy that you can't find on your own. You know, our circumstances are hard, and feelings and emotions and negativity are justified, but that's just not where we want to live, and that's not where we have to live. And as soon as we ask for that gift of peace and joy and just the ability to begin changing the way we look at our circumstances, even though our circumstances may stay the same, it's just a miracle that God can do in each and every one of us, even if it takes us a little while to begin seeing Him working inside of us.
Mm, I love that. Okay, so what other resources do you have available to go along with the Unsinkable Faith book?
Well, if you go to my website, which is tracymiles.com, I have a great Unsinkable Faith study guide and journal, which includes all of the questions and memory verses and challenges that are in the book, but also every chapter includes a special information about the person that wrote the quote at the beginning of that chapter, which is the positive, optimistic quote that we all want to, you know, we often look at people that have all these great quotes and we think, well, their life was so easy, but it really wasn't. And it's amazing to see that, you know, they were able to hang on to faith-fueled optimism. And when we learn a little bit more about their life, we realize that we can too. So I have that available. I have a 365-day little reading plan that came in very handy for me a few years ago, and I want to share that with people, and some free resources for download. So I would love to have anyone come visit my site and just check everything out.
Wonderful. And now you're on social media too. If they want to connect with you there, they can do it from your site.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an absolute delight.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You bet.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz, is now available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press. In the aftermath of spiritual abuse and toxic leadership, one woman's shattered life is restored by the faithfulness of God. Athena's driving desire for affirmation and attention pulled her away from her family, husband, and children into what she thought would bring her happiness. Deceived by Scientology, forays into mysticism, and 12 years in a restrictive and legalistic cult, she lost everything, her marriage, relationships, home, business, money, and reputation. This is the candid and inspirational story of how her eyes were opened, how God restored what had been lost, and gave her the desires of her heart, including a new love. Hailed as a whirlwind story of love, deception, darkness, and triumph, personal, poignant, and yet professional, a modern happily ever after. Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz. Get your copy today. Available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press by calling 360-226-3488.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right. Well, I am so excited to introduce you to Lisa Lloyd. I just want to give you a little bit of a taste for the book that she wrote. What were you born to do? Who were you created to be? What's the yearning deep within your soul? What if you could live into that very purpose? This kind of living requires us to see ourselves as instruments designed to be used for the glory of God. But most of us don't see ourselves that way. Instead, we resign to be spectators in the audience, still waiting for our names to be called, to be cast in that next big role. Of course, we all hope to be selected. We end up auditioning for life, always striving to make the cut and gain approval. Written by a professional actress who spent years chasing after her own fame, Chasing Famous empowers us to bravely step into the role God has for us, no longer seeking after our own fame, but joyfully making God's name famous, knowing we have been selected to stand center stage and proclaim His renown to all who will listen. Chasing Famous will help you let go of the exhaustion of constant comparison and embrace the unique role you were born to play. Unearth the insight and bravery you need to accomplish what God is calling you to do, and break free from the bondage of regret and live out with audacious boldness your mission in this world. Well, I am just way excited to introduce you to Lisa Lloyd. So here we go. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today on Always Faithful Radio. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, you know, I can't wait to jump into Chasing Famous, living the life you've always auditioned for. But before we do that, I would love for my listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So I'd love to have you share how God has been faithful in your life.
Oh, my goodness. I wish that we had 5 hours to talk about that. When I think of the first thing that comes to mind when I think of how God has been faithful is actually through this book. And he has been, what's interesting is I feel like when God has been faithful to me, it's often in ways that I don't expect, but I look in the rearview mirror of my life and I see his faithfulness, even though at the time I didn't see it as necessarily him working and he was closing doors. And so even with this book, his faithfulness, this 3-year journey of writing this book and how he would close doors for certain publishers. And it didn't make sense to me because I wanted these particular publishers and he closed doors. And now I'm looking back and I'm saying, oh, I see, because God wanted me to have this publisher to do with them what we are doing now. And so then God gave me scriptures. I started out on this journey of writing the book because I felt inadequate to write the book because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But he gave me Isaiah 45:2-3, which talks about how he will break down bronze gates and cut through their heavy iron bars, how he's going to march out ahead of me. And he has been faithful to fulfill that for me and show himself off to me and make himself incredibly famous to me.
Wow. I love that. I love that. And just being in the publishing industry and talking to authors all the time and seeing all the different ways he always seems to have a different idea than what we do.
He does.
You know, that way we know it's him, not us.
That's exactly right. Because if it was me, I would take the credit, right? And
right.
God wants the credit. He wants the glory. So
amen.
He can do it his way.
Amen. Amen. All right. So we're going to just jump into this book because, you know, I just got it yesterday, so I haven't even had a chance to read it yet, but I knew just by the title that this was going to be awesome. So the phrase Chasing Famous obviously brings to mind some vivid images, but how does your book spin the idea of fame?
Well, I'm an actor, and I've always chased my own fame. And on the way to an audition one day, God said to me, he said, Lisa, I want you to worry more about making me famous, Lisa, chasing the fame of my name instead of making you famous at this audition or trying to get famous at this audition. And that kind of changed everything for me, that I realize now that my purpose in life, not just as an actor, but in every little aspect of my life, was not to chase after my own fame, but the fame of God through me, which meant that I would need to keep God center stage and me backstage, which is difficult for me to do, because I can't have both. I can't have God being made famous and me being made famous at the same time. You know, it's either one or the other. And so that's kind of how I spin the idea of fame and talk about of chasing fame and how we can, through the book, I talk about how we can in our everyday lives work to glorify God through us.
Amen. So as an actress, now, okay, actor, actress, I guess it's either way works, huh?
Answer to both.
So the pressure to seek fame and fortune has to be heavy. Mm-hmm. Share with us how you came to seek to put God in the spotlight and then what prompted the writing of the book, Chasing Famous.
Well, as I after that audition, I would see it's kind of like the white Jeep theory. You know, when you go out to buy a white Jeep and then, or you want to, and then all of a sudden all you see are white Jeeps everywhere, you know?
Right.
Or for me it would be a minivan. And I began to see this desire of God to be made famous and known through us, like all over scripture. And God doesn't need me to make him famous, right? Because he's famous all on his own. But the crazy thing is that he desires to use me It's why we are here. I believe it's why we are still here. It's for the glory and the renown of God. And so I began to see it all over Scripture. And God also, as I began to see it, he began to wrestle with me in different areas where I didn't have him center stage. And so God just gave me a lot of material. I wrote a book about how to make God famous, but it's not because I've got it figured out. It's just because God's, you know, had to hit me over the head so many times, and he gave me many chapters on how I could write about that. So.
Well, and I love how he does that, because when we're willing to admit we have screwed up so many times and mm-hmm. we have tried to make ourselves the center of attention because that's who we are. I mean, right. you know, right. then and to be able to say that was wrong. God wanted it the other way around.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know. And I think, too, I so long for my comfortability and things to be easy for me. And God is like, that's not the Christian life. Like, the Christian life is not going to be easy and comfortable. You know, when I look at Jesus, his life was hardly easy or comfortable. Yet I crave that and I want that. And so I think how can I glorify God? How can I make God famous, you know, and not be seeking my own fame, but also how can I die to everything that is comfortable and easy if that means it's going to glorify God more, you know?
Mm. And that's so true. I mean, struggling and suffering produces so much more depth than when it goes easy. When we're comfortable, that's like we just like slide.
That's right. That's right. And I don't get closer to God, right? I don't look more like Jesus. I look more like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And God wants me to look like the me he's created me to be, which is going to look a lot more like him. And so that people go, gosh, there's something different about you, and I want some of that. And so sometimes I think making God famous is interpersonal. It is so that people can see God's fame through us. But I think also it is sometimes a one-on-one connection with God, where just even my obedience that nobody sees, that nobody will notice, that I'll never talk about, glorifies his name to himself.
Well, and the more you do that, the more you do obey him in the little things that nobody sees, he's able to use you in greater ways that really do make an impact. And people are just like, whoa, what is it? You didn't even do anything for them to see, but they sense it because it's the Spirit of God is stronger in you.
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay, in case you've just joined us, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. We are having a conversation today with Lisa Lloyd, who is an actress, but she has a new book out called Chasing Famous, Living the Life You've Always Auditioned For. I love that title. Okay, so moving along. How are our lives similar to an audition, one audition after another?
Well, when I go into an audition, I'm standing before a director, and my hope, though I don't say it, my hope is that he will choose me, that he will select me, that he'll need me, that he'll want me. And I am hoping that I'll be pretty enough, talented enough, quirky enough, you know, whatever it is that he needs me to be, I will be that. And I feel like we often audition for life, that we are often wanting that, not just in our, you know, as an actor, but I'm also wanting that in every situation, a lot of different situations that I'm in. And we are constantly asking people to choose us and select us. And I think as a result, we often compare ourselves to other people. We say, well, they have that success and that's the success that I want, or that looks really great. And if only I had that life, then I'd be happy. And so we chase after that success or that fame or what that would look like. And then we're not being who God has created us to be. And I'm distracted. When I'm distracted by who I'm not, then I can't be who God has made me to be. And God doesn't need me to be you. You know, he's already got you. He needs me to be me and you to be you. If he needed two of us, he would have created two of us. But for some reason, he didn't do that. And I need to clue in and go, oh, you know, and I don't know. So I think that we're often wanting we're often seeking a purpose. Like, why am I here? Like, and so I go after these things and I go audition for life and I'm looking after all these things. And God's like, I just need you to be so concerned about your glory, my glory, Lisa, through you. And then the rest of it just, it's just, there's peace that accompanies that, right? There's joy in that, because I'm not worried about being selected or chosen or wanted, because I've already been selected, already chosen, already wanted by God. And then that's a peaceful place to be, and brings God a lot of glory.
Mm. And I just love how you said that. Quit trying to be who you're not, because when you're trying to be who you're not, you can't be who you are.
Right.
That's profound. And yeah. But it's for people that are type A doers,
yes.
Successful people that can make things happen. It's really important to make sure you're being who God wanted you to be, so that, because otherwise you're in the spotlight, you're making it happen. You don't know if it's you or God. I mean, you can say God told me to do this, but I know what it's like to make something happen and then go, ooh, that I think was me.
Yeah. It's like Adam and Eve, they were so dissatisfied with what God had given them. Right. And I say that not because they said, oh, I'm dissatisfied, but they saw what they didn't have. Right. Eve saw what she didn't have. And so she wasn't grateful for what God had given her. And, he says in scripture, he's like, I've given you every this and every that and every this. And God was so extremely generous to them. And then then Satan comes along and says, oh, but you don't have this. And you could be like God. And she's like, oh, maybe God has shortchanged me a little bit. Maybe I do need this thing. And so she goes after what God never intended for her to have, and completely gets off the path of what God had for her. And it resulted in a horrible situation. It was horrible. And I think that I when I'm not grateful for how God's wired me and how he's made me, and the body he's given me, and the face and the talent or whatever that he's given me, then I'm telling the creator, you've got it all wrong, and I know better than you do,
Exactly.
And it's easy to do. But when that does happen, I just do a gut check and I try and just to continue forward in a better way, the way God wants me to continue forward in.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. And we're talking today to Lisa Lloyd, author of Chasing Famous, Living the Life You've Always Auditioned For. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Faithful, forever you are faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then, because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, having a conversation today with Lisa Lloyd, author of Chasing Famous, Living the Life You've Always Auditioned For. I just love your heart for God and how he's used your willingness to just go, okay, God, whatever, I'm going to put myself aside and I'm going to try and obey you. And I'm even if I fall down, mess up, I'll keep trying. And I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
So You write in your book that God delights in using our shortcomings and even our former disdain for his name to his glory. Give us an example of how he's used your experiences for his glory.
Well, when I was a little girl, when I was 6 years old, I became a Christian. But then as I got into middle school and high school, like a lot of young women, I started kind of seeking after other boys and kind of replacing God with young men. And by the time I was 15 years old, I found out, I gave up my virginity. And then when I was 18 years old, I was pregnant. And as a Christian, you know, I was scared. And I knew I'd been operating on two sides of the fence, you know, acting like a Christian over here, but not doing living the Christian life over here. And so I decided the only way out of this crisis was to terminate my pregnancy and to have an abortion. And so that's what I did. But what I love about God is when we make mistakes, is he never gives up on us. In fact, God passionately pursued me, continued to passionately pursue me. He had been pursuing me all those years when I'd been pushing him away. And he pursued me through a friend of mine who spoke truth to me and just reminded me of how much God loved me. And as she spoke, I saw my sin for the first time in years. And I didn't like it. And I didn't want to have anything more to do with it. And I said, God, can we just start over? Can I just get a redo on this thing? And the Lord just enveloped my heart. And I've never been the same. And I turned around 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And I've not been perfect by any means. And I've not, you know, always made great choices. But a desire to give God glory for the life change, you know, and I did have a former disdain for God's name in my actions. And yet God rescues us and he redeems us from the things that we've messed up in. And he doesn't want us to stay silent about it. He doesn't shame us. He asks us to open the closet door to our past and to allow the light of God to shine on it so that he can get the credit and he can get the glory for what he's done through us. And then people go, who is this God? Like, who are you? I knew you then and I know you now. And something magnificent has happened. A transformation has happened. And we get to say, yeah, it was God. And he gets the glory and he gets the credit. And it's beautiful. I love getting to share my story because he just gets to be made famous and it's beautiful.
Well, and it's also one of those traumas in life that, I mean, it's not like, well, yeah, I was addicted to drugs or I was an alcoholic. I mean, there's so much shame with the whole abortion thing, especially because right. No one really talks about it in church. It's kind of this little thing that's relegated over here. And, you know, you do the thing at the crisis pregnancy center or whatever. But, I mean, to be able to say, I did that and I was wrong and I didn't even know I was wrong at the time. And God still was able to take that once I was willing to repent and use it for his glory, because people are going to relate to the brokenness. They're not going to relate to us being perfect.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The world is going to go after, and when the world's in crisis, they're going to go to whoever's talking.
Right.
And so if the crisis pregnancy center, they're talking, you know, or a crisis pregnancy center that isn't faith-based, you know,
right.
they're talking about it. The crisis pregnancy center is talking too, but the church, the body of Christ, needs to be willing to talk about the things that they've struggled with, to talk about their pain and how God has redeemed them, so that when the world is broken, they run to the church and not to a chat room or wherever it may be.
Exactly. Okay, we are out of time. I would love to have you on for the whole hour. I wish I could, because I didn't even get through all the questions I wanted to ask you. So, okay, if people want to find you online, connect with you there, what's the best way to do that?
They can find me at my website, which is Lisa Lloyd, and that's Lloyd with two L's, lisalloyd.org. And there you can read my blog, sign up to receive my blogs, watch a few of my commercials, see where I'm speaking next. And then if they want to buy the book, they can go anywhere books are sold. They can find that anywhere. I've got a website for the book called chasingfamousbook.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It was an absolute delight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, I sure hope that encouraged you. Both of those ladies just inspired me in such different ways, but so impactful. I just love them. So I hope that some of you won some books, called in, and got a free copy. If you didn't, you need to go out and buy both of them. Amazing, amazing stuff. All right. So next week, I'm so excited to bring back to Always Faithful Radio, Cynthia Rukti. I have had her on a number of times in the past with some of her nonfiction stories. This is a novel, and the novel is called A Fragile Hope. And let me just read a little bit about it. We easily become so absorbed in our own responsibilities, problems, and concerns that we miss what is going on in the lives of those around us, even those we love the most. That's where Josiah Chamberlain finds himself in award-winning author Cynthia Rukti's latest release, A Fragile Hope. When his life starts falling apart around him, will the fragile hope he has left be enough to help through the most difficult time of his life? You are really going to enjoy that interview, as well as my second guests for the second half of the show, our mother-daughter team, Linda and Chloe Grabman. Linda, I've worked with for the last 7 years on different books, and she finally has a book that she and her daughter collaborated on. Chloe is a college student, and together they wrote a book called Real and True, Hope for the Restless Heart. So I am very excited about next week to introduce all three of those authors to you all, and just encourage you in so many different ways. Well, it's time to wrap up. Thanks for spending your Friday afternoon or Saturday morning with me. This is Athena Dean Holtz and Always Faithful Radio. I'm a speaker, blogger, publisher, radio host, and pastor's wife, and now the author of Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God. And I'd love to come and speak to your church, women's group, or company about his great faithfulness. You can reach me anytime at alwaysfaithfulradio.com or by calling the Redemption Press offices at 360-226-3488. Again, the Redemption Press office phone number is 360-226-3488. So please join me next Friday, same time, same place, 1 p.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday is a re-air of Friday's show as we continue to affirm the faithfulness of God.
Thank you for listening to Always Faithful Radio with Athena Dean. Listen next week at the same time to be encouraged once again in the faithfulness of God. The Fatherless.